Something for the weekend. Good morning. It is Trina Mara here, and things are really changing in the last couple of weeks. People getting ready to get back to work. Some people are back to work already. Moira Grasic is here from Peninsula to tell us and talk us through the things that we need to be doing to prepare for life after lockdown from an employer's point of view, really, Moira. So it doesn't really matter whether you employ two people or 100 people. There are changes needed, aren't there, to prepare everyone for coming back to work?
Hi, Fina. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I suppose the world of work has changed significantly over the last couple of months. And, you know, obviously with the announcement on last Friday in relation to, you know, a number of businesses being able to open, there's obviously stuff that employers really need to do. And I think one of the main piece of advice that we will be giving to employers is to make sure that they're not rushing to return to work, that they, you know, take a step back, have a look at the return to work protocol, and making sure that they're putting in place what needs to be put in place for their workplace. And that's going to vary extremely from one organisation to another.
Yeah.
As you say, you can have units, for example, that you may have only 2 or 3 employees in, or you may have an office environment that you may have 50 or 60 people in. So there will be different elements that they need to implement depending on the location that they're in and the layout of particular facilities that they're in as well.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is you really need to think about your employees, because people have been off for a period of time. Obviously, the world has changed, as we've known it, and people are concerned about going back to work and what's that going to look like. So what we're advising our employers in Peninsula is to make sure that they put a few things in place to ensure that employees are happy coming back, and that obviously from an employer's perspective, that they're following the guidelines that they set down by the government and the HSA.
I know there were a few shops in particular that were able to open in theory, but they decided to wait another few days till they were prepared. That was a good decision, I think. So yeah, when it comes to going back to work then, I mean, if your boss calls you and says, right, want you back in on Monday, do employees have to go back in?
Like, ultimately, the place is open for work. And if they're not in any sort of a vulnerable position, quite simply, the answer is yes. However, from an employer's perspective, they can make that much easier in relation to streamlining the individual back into work. So things that they would need to do is that they would need to have a pre-return to work form in place. They would need to conduct some training and induction. So basically, what's the changes that they have put in place? So that's all communicated to the employees. So for example, you have your sanitizer in place, that you have your 2 meter distance in place. All of the things that I suppose you've all grown to know about now, they get everybody that's returning to the workplace to complete a pre-return to work form. So have they been in contact, for example, with somebody who's had COVID? Have they had any travel during that period of time? So there's a number of different questions that can be asked beforehand. So they can identify if there's any particular issue in relation to a particular employee and address it individually. Also then they need to appoint what's called a lead worker representative. So that's basically an employee that will work with the employees and the employer to ensure that the business is operating in a safe measure. So looking at things like the distances between people, how many people, for example, are going into a shop, making sure that that's all happening. You know, sometimes we see in the retail sector in particular that maybe they're not using the changing rooms any longer, or if people are changing, using the changing room, that they're putting the clothes away for a period of time. So all of that stuff should really be communicated to the employee before they return to work, so they feel comfortable about going back to a safe environment. You know, obviously some employees may be in a higher risk category than others, so that obviously needs to be discussed directly with the employee, and they may need to make a decision on what the best option is for both the employer and the employee in those situations.
Mm. Are employers being flexible then when it comes to, say for example, people who have kids who are out of school, or maybe granny and granddad normally do the child minding for them and now they're stuck, they can't really bring them over there. If they need to continue to work from home, are employers being a little bit flexible?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ultimately the message is at the moment, if you can work from home, continue to work from home. Mm-hmm. And obviously in working environments, that's completely different depending on organisation. If it's the case that you've got some challenges in relation to, you know, childcare, or that you may have a person at home that you look after, so there's several different reasons, the employer should look at all different options that are available to them. So, for example, can they change their working hours? Is there 2 people living at home and maybe one could do the morning and one could do the afternoon?
Yeah.
You know, looking at different staggered start times, so does it suit somebody better to come in at 10 o'clock rather than coming in at their normal 9 o'clock time? So all options must be looked at in relation to it. Then if none of that works, you obviously need to look at some other statutory elements that you have. So is it possible for the person to take parental leave, for example, or maybe look at taking a period of annual leave? What we're looking at is on the 29th of June, you'll see a lot of creches and child minder facilities will be able to open from then on in.
Yeah.
So the facility may be available to them. So it's really important that, you know, that if employers look at all of the options that are available to them and do their best to try and facilitate.
Yeah.
And that can really happen, you know, once there's, open communication between them, both of them, and they can come to a satisfactory agreement for both.
Yeah, I think most employers are being really sound about the whole thing, and they're accepting that, you know, staff are doing their best and they're trying to keep the show on the road. But, you know, it's tough for everyone at the moment. You mentioned about the annual leave. I know some employers are urging staff to take annual leave, and you might think to yourself, sure, why should I take my annual leave? Sure, I can't go on my holiday to Spain or whatever. The problem is for employers, if nobody takes their annual leave, they're going to be stuck at the end of the year with all this annual leave that everyone wants to take at the same time, and it's not going to be possible.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that we need to remember, you know, annual leave isn't, obviously it's gone your holidays, never look forward to the holidays away, but the whole fundamental reason for annual leave is to give you a, you know, a break and time to spend it with your family, etc. like that. I suppose a rest from the work world. So it's really important for individuals to take that time. You know, people particularly who've been working from home and they've got kids in the background and all of that stuff has been going on the last couple of months. It's really important that they take that time out. Yeah. So, you know, employers do need to encourage their employees to take that period of time. You know, and obviously, you know, from a legal perspective, if you have an application to take your annual leave to the end of the year. So the employer has got to implement that. But even from a business perspective, if the employer is working on putting in different steps and phases to get people back to work, over the next couple of weeks, you know, obviously they want to get themselves up and running and really, I suppose, drive the economy and drive their business forward again. So having employees on annual leave over that period of time allows the business to go full throttle once they're fully back open again as well. But, you know, annual leave is just really, really important from a mental health point of view, making sure that people have that family time and that recreation time.
Yeah, there are workaholics, though, Maura, that won't take it, aren't there?
There are workaholics. Yeah, absolutely. But that's always the way of being. You know, there's always people that are reluctant to take their annual leave, regardless of what circumstances that we're in. But, you know, you really need to encourage your employees to take that time and to enjoy a bit of time down. And, you know, obviously here we will be hopefully able to use the hospitality sector from the 29th of June. So people may want to start holidaying in Ireland. Mm. And that's an important thing for us to be doing and to encourage people to as well, to take time out and to obviously see different parts of the country as well as possible.
Yeah. Do employers have to provide face masks for staff?
Like at the moment, they don't. It's a simple answer to that. But I think you need to look at the individual circumstances. Obviously, there hasn't been a decision here made definitely in relation to face masks. But for example, if you've got somebody who's coming in on public transport, and they may be a little bit nervous in relation to travelling on public transport. And as the country continues to reopen, there'll be more and more people using public transport. So it may be a good idea in that occasion to provide face masks to them, because that will make them feel a little bit more comfortable about being out in the public and using transport. You know, obviously it'll depend on the sector that you're in as well. So for example, if you're in a caring environment, it's an encouragement to use face masks.
You know what is such a shame? The fact that lunch hour is never going to be the same again, I don't think. You know, we love having our lunch and we all mix together, all the on-air staff and the sales and all, and we have great crack at lunchtime. And it's a shame to think that we won't really be able to do that anymore.
I suppose you have everything positively green. I hope that this is
do it from 2 meters away. Yeah.
Yeah, do it from 2 meters away. That keeps good spirits between the team members as well. Look, hopefully over time we see that the distance required reduces and that we get back to some sort of normality over the next number of months.
It's important to stay in the loop, isn't it? And I think those WhatsApp groups are great. The ones that are non-work related, the ones that are just, you know, a few work colleagues sent a few jokes around, having a laugh. And I remember at the start of this year, we were doing quizzes and everything on the WhatsApp. It was brilliant on a Friday night.
Yeah, like loads of people have done that, you know, and, you know, like a lot of companies have done like fitness classes, for example, or mindfulness online for their employees, you know, after hours or lunchtime and that stuff. Like a lot of that won't change. You know, I think people have really seen, and employers have really seen the benefits of being able to communicate with your employees. And, you know, people being able to work from home and being flexible around people's working hours and how the world of work works, I suppose. Mm. And I think that will continue. I think in a way that's one of the good things that we've come out of this, is that we've seen how we can operate when we don't have an office environment to come to. And the same as, you know, if you are in another sector, like the retail sector or a hospitality, etc., you know, you still can communicate with your team and your employees by using the different technologies that are available to us now, and they're always improving. So I think that's something that's probably here to stay.
Yeah, I think there will be more flexibility. I mean, had you gone to your boss 6 months ago and said that you want to work from home, they probably would have said, no, it won't work. Yes. It worked overnight for a lot of people, and a lot of people who didn't have the opportunity to properly get set up, and they still managed to do it, you know. So I think maybe in the future there could be a case where the boss might let you work 2 days from home or things like that. A bit of flexibility.
And I think the other thing, one of some of the feedback we got, you know, particularly when I talked to colleagues as well, that people who would have always liked to work from home or for whatever reason didn't have the opportunity, actually now appreciate and go, you know what, it's actually nice to be working with people. It's actually nice to be in direct contact. So I think I think it's actually probably, you know, opened people's eyes in general, both employers and employees, in relation to how that our whole working relationship works now. I think at the moment, a lot of people are looking forward to getting back into the workplace. They're looking forward to mixing and communicating with people again and having that fun that you do have in the workplace. It's not all work, work, work. You know, people do enjoy going to work.
Okay, well, Maura, thanks for your advice today. What is the website if anybody wants to get advice from yourselves, employers want to get advice on how to prepare for life after lockdown?
No, it's peninsula-ie.com.
Great stuff. Best of luck yourself. I'm sure you're completely organised, though. Thanks so much. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.